KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police have yet to catch a man who assaulted a woman with a hammer in the west of Durban in January. The victim, Jabulile Dlamini, says the attack by one of her clients has left her blind. The former sex worker says the man, a taxi driver, drove her from Pinetown to Hillcrest on the night of the assault.
He drove into the sugarcane field. He then said I should get out of the car and go towards him. He then started assaulting me. In self-defense, I then assaulted him back. When he realized I was defending myself, he then began strangling me. I lost control and fell down. That's when he grabbed a hammer under the car carpet and started hitting me on the head. I cried, then collapsed. When I woke up, it was 4 p.m.
Her mother, Mabongi Dlamini, says the incident has left her daughter traumatized.
She has been affected by this matter, even though she seems strong. I can say she is strong, even though I might not know how she truly feels in the inside. She said to me one day, if she could see this man in court, she would want to manhandle him because of the pain he has caused her.
The community of Margate has rolled up its sleeves to clean up its storm-hit town. The Tidy Town Shelley Beach to Margate group has been leading efforts to clear debris from the beachfront after Sunday's heavy rains.
Nearing the last part of the cleanup on the Margate beachfront, so I think by tomorrow tourists will be back on the beach. However, the infrastructure around the Margate area, the stormwater drainage and the sinkholes will have to be attended to, obviously with the engineers and the local municipality, but we're working hand in hand with everyone.
Organiser Stephen Herbst says they have already filled hundreds of bags with debris. He says volunteers have turned up in their numbers while businesses are also pitching in.
So the feeling on the ground is one of positivity. There's a jovial feel on the beach. The people that are participating are there because they've either got memories there from the past or they're making memories there as we speak. Storm has a silver lining, and we're seeing that with our community. We're just South Africans and we pull together, and the South Coast community is one that just really shines.
And government has approved the White Paper on Citizenship, Immigration and Refugee Protection. The new policy will see an overhaul to the regulations on granting of residency and citizenship to foreign nationals, as well as the protection of refugees and asylum seekers in South Africa. The proposal was published in November for public comment. Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi.
The outcome of the engagements and public comments is that the policy position adopted in the White Paper enjoy wide support. Only a handful of public interest groups are opposed to selected policy positions.
Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Laura Wolfart's gone past 150 for the women's Proteas against Sri Lanka. Harry Kane says Spurs fans will definitely be supporting Bayern Munich tonight against Arsenal. And live rumours not true, according to Rory McIlroy.